Good morning, everyone. And maybe a few of you who are not too subtle can lift up your hand that you hear me. Great, thank you. It's a little odd to be guessing that you hear me. So this morning, I'm going to do a little guided meditation on getting centered in the body, and then add to that mindfulness of breathing. For some people, mindfulness of breathing is a stabilizing practice. It's a steadying practice, a place to steady ourselves, stabilize ourselves. The continuity, the rhythm and the continuity of breathing that just goes on for, you know, on and on and on, that rhythm. It's a kind of a nice default for some people to come back to stay with, to be massaged by, to ride the rhythm like you're riding the waves, perhaps, and just kind of a way of cultivating continuity over time, just staying right there. Sometimes having the continuity of something like the rhythm of breathing or the rhythm of stepping as you do walking meditation can better highlight when the mind wanders off away from the present moment. And it becomes kind of a habit after a while to stay connected to the breathing. And then you notice when you're away, and it's a reminder to begin again, begin again. And I like this expression, beginning again, as opposed to bringing the mind back. We often use in meditation, the mind wanders off, and then we bring it back. The mind actually doesn't go anywhere. It's just doing a different activity. And rather than bringing it back, which is kind of, some people jerk their mind back, or, you know, to bring it back in a way that's not so helpful, to simply begin again with the breathing can be more peaceful and more less agitating. Just allow the breathing to return. And then and I'm very, very aware for some people, mindfulness of the body actually is more stabilizing or easier to connect to than the breathing. And if that's the case with you, maybe you don't, you remain at the primary object for meditation, the primary place of stability and embodiment is with the body. But sooner or later, if you're with the body, you'll also notice the breathing, because the breathing is a intimate part of our embodied experience. So we begin this process of becoming embodied. And I like to translate sati not as mindfulness, but sometimes as bodyfulness. And so to kind of almost like you're entering the body, it begins by the posture you take. And even if you're not going to adjust your posture into a better posture, it's still nice to go through the motions of adjusting your posture, just because it's a kind of beginning of being connected to your body. And sometimes I'll rock back and forth, sometimes even forward and backward or big circle, just to kind of help find a place of balance in the posture, alignment, but also just to start feeling my body more broadly, places that I normally wouldn't feel if I just sat still. And then coming to center, whatever that is in the posture you have. And if your eyes are still open, turn your gaze down towards the floor and maybe relax the focus so you're not looking at anything in particular. And if it's comfortable for you, you can close your eyes, letting the eyes be cool, relaxed. with the eyes closed in meditation, you don't have to use your eyes to be mindful, like looking at things. And as you are, to familiarize yourself with how it feels, how your body feels. How does a body experience itself? In some ways, the body is always shifting and changing. And so it's nice to check in with yourself. And how's the body now? What sensations are alive and happening? A general familiarizing yourself with the body, maybe from the inside out. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, maybe 3/4 full. Not so full you get winded, but just leisurely, deep breaths. And as on the inhale, kind of like you're getting massaged from the inside, feel the expansion, the stretching of the torso, the belly. And as you exhale, relax the body. Let go and settle in to your body. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And in this insight meditation, we usually don't do any special kind of breathing, but allow breathing to just be as it is without any direction or from ourselves. And then familiarize yourself with the simplicity of your body breathing. This also shifts and changes from day to day, meditation to meditation. What parts of your body are activated or come to awareness as you breathe? And as you exhale, relax some more. On the exhale, you can relax the muscles of your face. Around the eyes, the jaw. If your teeth or lips are pressed against each other, maybe you can let them be a little bit further relaxed apart. As you exhale, to relax the shoulders. And if they don't relax, but you feel the tension in there, it's okay to just feel that on the exhale. Perhaps softening around the tension. Perhaps softening the belly. And having done this kind of preparation, familiarize yourself with your body again, from the inside out, the living, animated experience of the body pulsing and vibrating and with temperatures, warmth and coolness. A body in which maybe there's some stillness and some movement. If you notice that you're up in the control tower, watching the body or thinking about the body, is there some way to relax that tension or focus of the control tower? Let it become more gentle and soft and receptive. And settle into your body more fully. Letting the sensations of your body be received by the body. And now, within the body, as part of the body, becoming aware of your breathing. An awareness that as you inhale, is receptive. The body receives the experience, the sensations of inhale. Maybe in the belly, maybe in the chest, maybe then the tip of the nose as the air goes in and out. Maybe all of the above, whatever way is easy for you. Receive the inhale. And as you exhale, allow for the release, allow for the exhale. And there's a rhythm of breathing in and breathing out, receiving and allowing. Perhaps a thinking mind can get quieter so you can better feel that rhythm, changing sensations as you breathe in and breathe out. Occasionally, you might feel a little pause at the end of the out-breath. It might be just a micro moment. But if you can let go into that pause, it might be easier to just receive the beginning of the inhale. And as you're aware of your breathing, you might change slightly or more where in your body you experience your breathing. If the place you're experiencing it feels anyway uncomfortable, it's okay. But maybe it's a little bit better to be aware of the breathing in a place where it's a bit comfortable, even if it might be more subtle. If the mind wanders off in thought, recognize that it's happening. Without judgment, without being for or against it, just recognize. And matter-of-factly, begin again with your breathing. Doesn't matter so much how often the mind wanders off. It only matters how often you begin again. Gently, kindly, lovingly. Is there some way of getting out of the control tower, out of your thoughts, and feeling more stability in your body? More of a steadiness with your breathing. Your body, your breathing are always in the present moment. Thinking can be focused on some other time and place. Maybe you can trust the present moment, trust your breathing. Trust your body to find a place of stability, steadiness, being rooted here. As the meditation continues, see if you can kindly, gently stay present for the next 3 breaths, fully with just 3 breaths. Then do 3 breaths more. And if it's helpful for you to keep it that simple, continuity for only 3 breaths at a time, you might follow that rhythm. If it's not helpful to do so, just go back to how you were doing it. And the measure of which is best might have something to do with which way are you least likely to wander off in thought. Perhaps you can trust your breathing as a way of entering more deeply into this present moment, more deeply into yourself. As we come to the last couple of minutes of this sitting, perhaps you can drop again into your body and refamiliarize yourself with how the body feels now. Has there been any shift? Is there any way that feels comfortable now, or anything in your body that feels cozy or comfortable, maybe even in spite of feeling discomfort or pain? What is the pleasantness of the present moment? For a few moments, can you breathe with that, feel it? So, to bring this meditation to a close, you can take a deep breath or two, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I tried ringing the bell. I did ring the bell, but there are so many steps to to be able to get it ring nicely. And so I forgot one step. So I don't think you heard it. So I heard it. So there's an interesting way that mindfulness of breathing works, even when it doesn't work. Or I like to say that it never doesn't work. So if you, I saw this, it happened, an experience I had many years ago teaching a retreat in the mountains near here. And I was sitting during a break at a little creek running by the meditation center. And I was looking, and there was very shallow water, and water was very clear. And I couldn't tell whether the creek, the water was moving. So I took a little stick that was on the shore, and I stuck it into the creek vertically into the water. And then I could see a little wake get formed on the side of the stick. And it's, oh, in fact, it's moving. So in a sense, if you want, you can think of the mindfulness of breathing as putting a stick into the river of your life. And partly what happens is you get to know what's moving. Sometimes you get to know how amazingly busy the mind is. Some people don't know how busy their mind is until they meditate. They're merely going along with it in daily life. And the attempt to try to stay with the breathing highlights how much movement there is in the mind. Or it highlights how much movement there is in our feelings. Or things in our body. And that's part of the function of mindfulness of breathing, is to highlight our life better. So rather than thinking that this is a mistake, that you're noticing other things when you try to do mindfulness of breathing, it's kind of actually doing its job. It's helping you to see what's happening for you. And rather than being upset about it, we want to just be mindful of it. Oh, this is how it is now. The mind is fast. Oh, I've heard that I'm supposed to just be mindful of it. Fast mind. Now there's a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions. Maybe it's even a volcano in there. Oh, just mindful of volcano feelings. A lot of sensations in your body flowing through. Just mindful of that. So nothing is a mistake. Nothing is wrong. There's just one more thing to be mindful of. And it does help to have some stability when we do this, so that we don't get carried away by the thoughts or carried away by the feelings. I like to think of it a little bit like we're standing on the shore next to the river, on the river bank, where the ground is stable and strong. And you can watch all the movement of the river, but you don't fall in and get carried, swept down river. And only a few hours, days, decades later do you realize that you were swept along in some mind stream. But the idea is to try to find the stability of staying here. And the shore, the riverbank of the present moment. And so nothing is a mistake. But everything is an occasion to find yourself back in the present moment here, in the land of the present moment, with this too. And to maintain that stability, or find that stability, mindfulness of breathing, also the regularity and the continuity of being able to stay with your breathing. Being able to stay with the continuity of your feet as you do your walking. If you're washing dishes at home, to have a continuous kind of staying with the rhythm and the dance of your hands if you're washing sink dishes in the sinks. You know, what your hands are doing, that's the focus where you have the continuity to the present moment. You know, if you're cooking, and maybe it's with your hands chopping or stirring the food. If you're walking down your hallway to go to the bathroom, it's the walking. That's the stabilizing, the place, the ground, the land of the present moment. And the more you're there, the more you'll notice that your mind also wanders away. And that's a great discovery, to be able to see that. You should pat yourself on the back and say, this is great. I see it. And the more clearly you see it, then you can maybe make an adjustment to figure out how to go through your day at the speed of mindfulness. As I said the other day, speed of mindfulness is the speed in which you can stay present so you don't, on automatic pilot, gets pulled off into your thoughts. I've seen many times on retreat, the bell rings and people get up to walk out of the meditation hall. And you can tell by how they leave the meditation hall that they're not really present anymore. They are probably already up in their mind thinking about the other things. And other times you see people and you say, oh, it's really clear. There's a presence in their body as they walk out of the hall. They're really embodied and present. They're really still in their experience. So as you kind of, this retreat goes along, and you start noticing the mind wanders off in thought, gets swept away in feelings, that's a good thing to notice. Because that information will tell you, oh, maybe it's good to slow down a little bit. Maybe it's good to kind of be reminded to get back in the body and find the stable ground of the present moment. And let's stay close in. Stay close to this, the present moment. Stay close to your body. Stay close to where you can feel and watch the river go by, the streams of thoughts and all that. Watch it. Be with it. Be present with it. Don't be swept away with it. With walking meditation, I have all kinds of little imaginary teeny tricks that I do, or little techniques that I do with walking meditation. And one of them that I like to do is as I start walking, it's kind of like I'm sitting in the passenger seat of a car, and the world is coming towards me. I'm not driving, I'm not doing the work, the world's just coming. So in that way, I do walking meditation, and for a few moments, I kind of imagine that I'm not, I'm standing still, and everything's just coming, and I'm receiving it, the sights, the sounds, whatever. And what it does for me, if I'm explaining this well, is my awareness gets kind of relaxed and broad and very receptive. And then with that broad receptive awareness, then I kind of like open it up or direct it to just to receive the sensations of the feet as they walk, to receive what's happening in the body. I maybe turn my gaze down. My gaze is up when I do the receiving thing, and then I turn it down a little bit so I'm more attuned with the body. And then I notice at some point, like I'm trying too hard. I'm trying to get concentrated with my steps. And I could feel that I get contracted or near, I lose that spacious awareness. So then I'll redo the kind of spacious awareness thing where I open up and receive everything coming towards me. It's everything arrives here and I just receive it. And that adjusts my consciousness in a way. And then I begin again with the walking. If what I said doesn't make any sense for you, don't try too hard. But it might be a little something you can try. And finally, I'd like to believe that underlying or supporting this whole enterprise of practice today is a simple caring for your own welfare and happiness. So that's really kind of why we're here. And it's not easy to feel happiness just like that and we feel welfare. But maybe you could feel in some simple way that you care about yourself. And it's a caring thing to be finding a way in this practice, a way towards freedom, a way to the end of suffering. And maybe that sense of care and caring can kind of be a little, a little soft support as you go through the day. So you're standing on dry, stable ground, but maybe the ground is just a little bit soft and comfortable and receives you a little bit, the care of the present moment. So a couple of announcements. This evening, there will be a drop-in practice discussion group for the auditors. And you can drop in if you're an auditor. You don't have to come. And you also, like I said yesterday, you could also welcome to come and just listen if you'd like, if you're an auditor. And then the other is that Ying will be sitting in on my practice discussion today. And they begin in 15 minutes. And today is Tuesday. And it's pretty common for people to lose track of the days and the hours. So it's really good to recheck the practice discussion list to make sure you know what day it is and when your meeting is. We appreciate it. So thank you very much. Enjoy your day.